Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Yes, baby. Listen, the thing I want to know is when you went on tour, the band, did you all take your Bibles with you on tour? Did you have like a little Bible? Because I asked somebody that the other night. I said, no, it's on their iPad now.
No. I'm old school. I've got a book.
So you still got your little...
That thing's falling apart.
Oh, really? No, that's great. It's just something I wanted to know.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's, and did you always leave your Bible in your guitar case?
I backstage? I had a little mini one. Okay. And I also got killed by the Les Paul.
I remember in the army as well. I had one of those little Bibles they gave
us.
Oh,
yeah.
And there's a true story. Somebody on the border was walking.
Yeah.
And a terrorist, they were shooting at these guys, and the bullet hit his little Bible.
Yeah.
And he didn't die. He survived because it was in his little pocket.
I was given a Desert Storm one in the color of the U.S. forces, you know, that new weird beige thing they did.
Yeah.
And it was a Gideon's Bible.
Okay.
And I thought, wow, this is a Desert Storm. No, a Gulf War.
Gulf War, yeah.
Bible. Like, I'd never seen something like a camouflage Bible.
Sure. Have you still got it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Some
okay, you're going to do a cover version now.
Yes.
We all remember Erasure. Are you a big 80s fan? You love all the music from the
80s? I'm a big 80s fan, but I never liked Erasure until I heard Wheatus's version of this song.
Okay.
I realized how good the song was. And I realized Erasure is actually great song, pop songwriting.
Mm.
And Erasure came out of Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode, yeah.
But I love the song.
What's the song called?
It's called Respect. A Little Respect?
A Little Respect. Here we go.
Okay.
John Ellis from 363. Take it away, young man.
Remember the words.
Try to discover a little something to make me sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain from breaking my heart. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. Don't you give me no reason why you're making me work so hard.
Higher.
And if I should falter, would you open your arms out to me? We should make love, not war, and live with peace in our hearts. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. What religion or reason? Drive a man to forsaken lover. That you give me no, that you give me no, that you give me no, that you give me no soul. I hear you calling, oh baby, please give a little respect to me. I hear you.
Brilliant. A standing ovation. Now, I can't stand up now. My headphone cable is tangled around my chair. Yeah, but I want a standing ovation.
Oh. Yeah.
Lucky I only had one beer for lunch. So then back to South Africa, those two solo albums as well. And you knew in the back of your mind, 363, you never split up, as you said. So you had to do something. You had to get busy again because you couldn't just drive children around and educate the kids and whatever. So where did that inspiration come from? You took a bit of a break, and all of a sudden you grabbed your guitar, wrote some songs.
Yeah, I've always been a songwriter, essentially, not just a guitar player or singer. And in the time we were in America, I started coming across singer-songwriters I really admired. I was a big Bob Dylan fan. And I love Tom Petty and the Tom Petty solo stuff. People like Bruce Springsteen and all these guys who were, you know, Neil Young, the fact that Pete Townsend from The Who was also a singer-songwriter on his own. Sort of get inspired by Neil Finn from Crowded House, these guys who were doing their own thing. And so I decided to do that away from Tree. Tree 63 has got a very particular sound, and writing a song for that band was a certain kind of song. I always had to imagine it in the context of the stadium and this big anthemic sound. But writing an acoustic guitar, singing about your own life, is a whole different ballgame, and you're free to sing about anything. And I was always a big fan of Bob Dylan's protest stuff, and came back from the States thinking about South Africa and what it meant to be coming back here, and I started writing these songs, which became kind of protesty, you know. And I sat in them for a few years, and it was then a case of, well, maybe I should record them, and then think about the idea of becoming a solo artist, but not a performer, not, you know. The singer-songwriter thing is quite easy because you can get on stage with an acoustic guitar and just do that and grow a beard. And you have to have learned dance steps or paint your face, you know. So I think it's something I can do the rest of my life is put out these John Ellis solo albums whenever I've got enough songs for them. Because you don't have to be creating a career and the next John Ellis extravaganza. I can just put them out when I feel like them, like little diary entries, you know.
When you were in America and when you were touring, did you watch the news a lot, read the newspapers and stuff? Anything that you remember about South Africa? Something good or something bad? I mean, you were sort of American, really, and then, you know, you hear stories out of South Africa and you go, it can't be true or whatever. What went through your mind then?
It's funny. You know? So these are the years just before Facebook was launched. So only way you heard from what was happening overseas was either on news things or from frantic parents phoning and saying, did you hear what just happened? You know? And then you'd have frantic wives going, oh, my God, it's getting worse. And it was this continual deluge of bad news. But the difference for me was that my dad is for 22 years a member of parliament. He was a PFP guy and DPNDA. He had retired a couple of years ago. So I had inside information what's going on there here. So I kept up. Also, I'm a history nerd, so I would always be reading anyway what was going on and seeing who was this. And so coming back, I had a fair sense of what I was coming back to, but wow, I didn't realize how bad certain things had gotten. So as a concerned citizen, not as some political guy trying to push this agenda of some party, just as a guy going, hey, I voted and things should be better. I listened to people like Steve Earle and those kind of really protesty American guys going, democracy should mean this. It looks like this. But you can do something about it. And a song won't change the world, but it can help. So why don't you write one? And I did.
Okay, let's play a little game now.
Okay.
And then we've got some AC/DC.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this game with you. You're going to be on Lekker TV in about 3 weeks' time.
Yes.
That's on Channel 146. You look much better on television, they tell me.
Bye, donkey.
Than in real life. Wait until you see me on telly. So I'm looking forward to chatting to you then. It's going to be like, it's going to be 3 weeks and then 3 Saturdays, but I'll tell you about that. If you're listening right now, John Ellis will be joining me on CakeNet Lekker TV in about 3 Saturdays from now. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
One word, you know how it works. Okay. Color.
Blue.
Why? You're a Shark supporter.
Well, yeah. Swart.
Car.
A Toyota.
Why a Toyota? What was the first car, by the way, that you bought?
The first car I loved was a VW Beetle.
And you could bolt your surfboard on top.
No, took the back seat out, threw the Marshall, the head and cab in the back, and Les Paul, and that was fun.
Where is that car now, do you know?
I sold it to a guy, and 4 months later, he crashed it and destroyed it.
Oy,
it's terrible.
Sad news. What are you driving now?
A stolen and refound Toyota something.
They last forever, those cars.
Eh? I hope so, because it's been stolen and found and re-stolen, and I don't know.
I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Welcome to Joburg.
Thanks.
Okay, TV show.
All right. House of Cards.
What do you think of all these, movies? They're still out there, but everybody's now, there are just so many, you know, Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah.
I haven't watched it because now everybody's saying you have to go back and watch the part one and they're on episode 5 or so. I don't know. I don't want to get hooked. But they are amazing, the TV sitcom. Well, not sitcoms, what they call TV.
They're like mini movies.
Yeah, mini movies.
The production values are so high. Yeah. You can just get into that and never watch movies again.
And all the big stars are now going that route instead of big Hollywood movies or whatever. So, do you spend a lot of time? Do you like watching?
I like them, but there's no time to watch them. I've got kids. Come on, man.
Yeah. Put them to bed. Do you read stories to your kids while they're lying in bed?
Yeah, I read Cat in the Hat, and halfway through it, I'm asleep.
Okay. Movie.
The Matrix. Wow. Absolutely.
Okay, a movie star?
Ooh, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, she's
very, very clever. Yeah.
Very clever. Yeah. Comedian?
Oh, Richard Pryor.
Oh, Richard Pryor. And South African?
Nick Rabinowitz, actually.
Oh, he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. And he loves our politicians, doesn't he, Justin?
Yes.
I must actually get him on the show, Nick, yeah, one night. That'll be like a... Okay, sport.
Oh, cricket.
What happened at the World Cup to our little team?
Ach, they tried so bloody hard. Arma Oprah, dear.
Do you actually go in Durban, do you go and watch cricket?
Yeah, I love it. My dad and I, it's my favorite thing. When we can.
T20, or do you like the five-day thing?
I like the five-day slow. It's very colonial, you know.
All right. international band or artist?
Right now, A Death Cab for Cutie.
Okay, yeah. That new album is brilliant, eh?
Yeah.
South African band or artist?
I'm going to say Robin Old. I think Robin is just unsung hero of South African music. Yeah.
He is the surfer dude of South Africa, you know.
He's a guitar-playing, songwriting, brilliant guy.
City?
Durban, of course.
Country?
South Africa.
I could really say America.
Near mine.
Okay, animal?
Yes, please. a warthog. Because they just no one gives them a time of day, and they deserve some recognition.
We had some the other day. We were in the bush for a weekend, and I woke up and, what the hell is this next to my bed? Checking me out. And then he saw my Metallica T-shirt on the couch, whoa, and he left me alone. So, but have you got any pets at home?
No, I'm not a pet guy. I'm too selfish.
I thought you'd have a nice African grey at home, giving you grey hair or whatever.
No, I've got just books.
Books, that, books,
that's
books, books.
All I do, yeah.
Okay. Food?
That's not a bad idea, actually. What time is it? Curry. Durban curry.
Bunny Chow's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where in Durban, where's the best place you're going to have a curry?
Believe it or not, Hollywood Bets. Hollywood Bets is a betting place. You go sit and watch the horses all day, and you bet. And while you bet, they bring you this mutton curry, which recently won the Bunny Chow in Durban award.
Okay. Do you cook at home?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Okay. Wife, girlfriend, lover?
Yeah, they all contribute. Like
but you're up the road from in Kandla, hey? So I'm just
checking. Yes. My president gave me an example.
Okay, let's move on to your...
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon. Jacaranda